From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
It's the aforementioned Bryant Park Project. It's news, it's information, it's guest hosted today by me, Torre.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Oh, McLovin. McLovin, McLovin. Why Superbad didn't get an Oscar nod yesterday, don't know.
I was looking. Supporting actor. Gotta be Christopher Mintz-Plasse. Gotta be Christopher... How could he not be there?
How could McLovin not be nominated?
That was his first movie. That was his first audition.
Unbelievable. My favorite movie of the year. Yeah, I'm Allison Stewart. Good morning. It is Wednesday, January 23rd, 2008. That and Persepolis. That's my other one. But that did get nominated for Best Animated Feature.
And Persepolis was awesome.
Really good film. If you haven't seen it, you should.
But you must. See, There Will Be Blood.
I've not seen that yet.
Oh, that was awesome. Oh, yeah. It deserves everything. Daniel Day-Lewis is winning. P.T. Anderson is winning. They're going home with all the big awards. But that's not what we're talking about today. Coming up on the show, the man who is really in charge in Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He gave Iran's President Ahmadinejad some stern orders this week. Barbara Slavin from USA Today is here to draw us the lines of power in Iran.
Literature for cell phones. Big in Japan, as they say. Now getting some attention here in the States. We'll talk with a cell phone novelist.
And the place where fancy food starts, my man Marcel from Top Chef is sure to be there. The International Gastronomy Summit in Madrid, Spain. Food meets science and comes into your mouth, and then it comes to your local restaurant. We're going to go to the pulchritudinous Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, it's the BPP's big story. Academy Award nominee Heath Ledger is dead. According to reports, the 28-year-old Australian actor's body was found Tuesday afternoon face down at the foot of a bed in a Manhattan apartment he'd been renting.
A bottle of sleeping pills was found next to the bed, but the cause of death remains unknown. Police do not suspect foul play. Ledger's body was discovered by a housekeeper and a masseuse who had a regular appointment with him. Ledger's father, Kim Ledger, addressed the media yesterday outside the family home in Perth in Western Australia.
He was a down-to-earth, generous, kind-hearted, life-loving, and selfish individual who was extremely inspirational to many.
Mr. Ledger also called his son's death tragic, untimely, and accidental. Heath leaves behind a 2-year-old daughter, Matilda. Her mother is his former fiancée, American actress Michelle Williams, who played his wife in Brokeback Mountain. The couple lived in Brooklyn, but separated last September. By accounts of neighbors, Ledger was a doting dad, and here he talks about fatherhood in a 2005 interview with the AP.
It's definitely my greatest achievement, and I now feel kind of connected to something a lot bigger than me, and it's beautiful. It's something cosmic about it.
Ledger jumped onto the Hollywood radar when he starred in a 1999 teen film, 10 Things I Hate About You. He joined the A-list and showed what a great actor he was in 2005 with his portrayal of a gay cowboy in Brokeback Mountain. That's where he got his Oscar nod.
As the news of Ledger's death broke yesterday afternoon, the hype machine went into overdrive. Celebrity tracking sites like Gawker and Delisted.com quickly became jammed with traffic. It was the top story on Drudge.com. Fans and paparazzi flocked to the Soho apartment building where he was living. And TMZ.com even offered a live video stream of the circus growing outside the building. And of course, rumors began to fly. First, there were reports that the apartment belonged to Mary-Kate Olsen. That's not true. Then there was a lot of confusion over exactly where Ledger was found, in the bed, on the floor.
The best reports thus far tell us that the housekeeper and the masseuse initially found Heath Ledger in bed, but then moved him to the floor while trying to revive him. That's why police found the actor on the floor.
An autopsy is scheduled for today, according to the medical examiner's office.
Funeral arrangements have not been announced. Ledger was in the process of filming a movie with Terry Gilliam called The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. And he had recently completed filming the new Batman film, The Dark Knight, in which he played the Joker. The movie is scheduled to come out this summer, and it could be quite a bit macabre to watch him play the tormented villain.
It could be also very sad seeing him bring such life to this great role.
Yes.
And not be here to enjoy the spoils. That's the BPB's big story. Now, the winsome Rachel Martin with more news.